This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's October 3rd, and it was on this day in 1945 that 10-year-old Elvis Presley made his first public appearance in a talent show at the Mississippi-Alabama Dairy Show. It all started after impressing his first-grade school teacher with a rendition of Red Foley's song Old Shep during morning prayers, and was encouraged to enter a singing contest. And that he did. Appearing dressed as a cowboy, standing on a chair to be able to reach the microphone, he came in second in the contest, although years later he thought he finished fifth and won $5. A few months later, he would receive his first guitar, and the rest, they say, is history. Here, not quite remembering the exact facts, he does remember what happened next.
Got a whipping the same day. My mother whipped me for something. I wanted to ride.
And it was on this date in 1951 that the CBS television network went out on a limb, airing the first coast-to-coast telecast of a prize fight, which pitted Australian light heavyweight Dave Sands against Carl Bobo Olsen at Chicago Stadium. Here is some of the audio from that fight.
Bobo Olsen in the white trunks.
What's notable is that the announcer hardly talked at all.
Dave Sands, the winner by unanimous decision.
After this, prize fighting became the norm in the early days of TV. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.